Praise God. We have a lot of reasons to be happy today. And for one thing, we have with us Deacon Jose Neary, who was with us not as a deacon, but as just a seminarian a few years ago for the summer. And this summer, he'll be at Our Lady of the Greenwood for his summer assignment before he enters his very last year of seminary before becoming a priest. So that is 1 year away for him, and he was just ordained a deacon 2 weekends ago. So Deacon Jose, thanks for being here. And and just thank you for your yes to God, Deacon Jose. We're very blessed as a church and as a diocese for having Deacon Jose. Praise the Lord. So Deacon Jack Wright, by the way, will be with us for this summer, and he'll be here from June 1st until early August. So looking forward to the graces that will come from that. We have another reason to be happy, and that is our festival was awesome. Just a big thanks to everybody who was here, everyone who took a part in the festival. It was big. It was beautiful. I just don't think it could have gone much better. And so just a really big thank you to everybody. The first reading today has this last line after Paul and Barnabas show up to Antioch, which is where the Christians were first called Christians. And it says that Paul and Barnabas are there in Antioch, and they talk about how God had been opening the door of faith to the Gentiles. The Gentile, of course, that word means nations. That means the non-believers. And yet the Lord is going around opening the door. The risen Christ is opening the door of faith to people. And I just think we saw that yesterday, because it's just a beautiful miracle. There was a guy who told me yesterday he was walking out of Cagney's on Friday evening. The festival was going on. And he goes, as soon as I walk out the door, I hear the DJ, which is Jeff Christian, say, "Make some noise if you love Jesus." And everybody is like making this big loud roar. And the guy who is leaving Cagney's looks over and just like freezes. And then he looks over and he sees that there's a lady at the gas pump at Speedway going like this, you know, and like there are people, like everybody at the Speedway parking or getting gas is just like pausing, staring, and like, and overjoyed. He goes, "It's like there's this wave of praise and glory going up to God." And that's really a beautiful thing. There were so many people getting prayed over at the festival, at the table by the chapel, and just a lot of people need prayers. A lot of people need the Lord, and we all need the Lord in our lives. And so I was just like, it was neat to see that happening in such beautiful ways. We probably gave out 1,000 or so rosaries, and but the spirit of love and the spirit of faith that was here for the festival was awesome. And so just again, a thank you to everybody. Celeste Fisher, who's the chairperson of the festival, is not at this Mass. She went to the earlier Mass because she has stuff to do at the Knights of Columbus, but we'll thank her next week, and it'll be awesome. But anyway, I'm just so excited for our readings today. The Gospel, Jesus in John chapter 13 gives us a pretty clear idea of what it is we're supposed to be doing as members of his body. As members of Jesus, we are to be Jesus, and we are to love. Not just following the example of Jesus, but actually like love in Jesus and Jesus loving through us. You know, Dorothy Day said that the problem with the world is too many people have not been loved enough. And there's a starvation for this. And we, our job is to take Christ, who we receive at this Mass. At every Mass, we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And then we love. And he is loving through us. We are cooperating with Jesus in this mission of love. Jesus is the risen one. He is living. He is risen. He is living. He is living indeed. And like through us. And that's the most beautiful miracle. Like, I remember a few years ago I read about Mother Teresa, how she came across this guy in Calcutta on the streets, and he was close to death, and the flies were beginning to swarm over him, and he had wounds, he was dirty, and Mother Teresa, of course, just was a mag, like went to those people all the time, and And she goes over, and there's this guy on the other side of the street down the road a little bit, who was from the United States doing a documentary. And she doesn't even know he's there, but like he zooms in and records this. And then afterwards, when he was done videoing, he goes, Mother Teresa, I wouldn't do that for $1 million. And she said, neither would I. I'm doing it for Jesus, and I'm doing it with Jesus. I'm doing it with Jesus. Because you see what the gospel said is that Jesus says, in the same way that I have loved you, so you must love one another. The same love that Jesus has for us, we must have for one another. It's all the easier when we invite Jesus into that, you know? Remember the story of St. Gertrude and how she was underneath the crucifix when she was having a vision, and she had been telling Jesus that she just couldn't love this one other nun in her community. She said, woman just drives me nuts, and I can't love her. And so Jesus, in this vision, gives St. Gertrude his own heart and says, love her with this. And you see, like, we are not just to love people because it's a nice thing to do or because Jesus gave us an example, but with him, with his heart, with his hands. Our hands become his, our feet his, our mind his, everything. We is this union between us and Jesus, and that's why our love has to be real. It has to be concrete, and it isn't always easy. The love that Jesus has took him to the cross, and it's a lot easier not to love and not to sacrifice. It's a lot easier not to pour out volunteer hours constantly, 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 giving and giving and giving away. But that's what Jesus did, and that's what he does. And the love that Jesus has is the love that we need to have with him, this cooperation with the Lord in the mission of love. That's what it's about. And so let's just ask our Lord to help us with that, because we can't do it alone, you know. We need his heart to love as he does. And let's invite his heart into our own, and let us pray that we will have opportunities every day, which we do, that our eyes will be open to these opportunities every day to show the world the love of Jesus, which is real and total and complete and selfless and humble and endless. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.